everybody. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Glitz and Glamour with your host, Model Angela.
And Houston _ Lily.
Hey. Hey, Houston _ Lily.
That's cute, the clap. I like it.
Oh, that's real funny that you use your Instagram and Twitter name so much that you start calling yourself that, Houston _ Riri.
I realized that once I said it. I wouldn't mind if I said entirely too much. I meant to say Houston, my bad. Hey, people.
And let's not forget none other than Teddy J.
What's up, what's up?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good, tired. I've been all over Houston. I'm exhausted.
I think I'm getting sick, y'all. Is it time to get like a cold?
Keith was sick the other day. Keith was sick all last week. Taryn was sick. And then, SJ was sick. I was like, dang, everybody getting sick.
Yeah,
I know how to avoid that. I do my best to stay away from being sick.
Yeah. I do not want to get sick. Oh, no. Your body sore?
I gotta do something. No, I'm just like, I'm still stuffy.
Maybe
do
just
I sound
a little bit, but not really.
People are like, what are they talking about?
y'all gotta do y'all Jay Leno, y'all gotta do those talk shows. That's why I keep, if you don't understand, I keep a glass, a bottle, or something of water by me the whole show, every show. I do the line. My voice, that's my money maker. I gotta have my voice working. You would have everything else tripping for a little bit. My voice got to be working.
Yeah, but I think the problem is in my nostril area. So that, you know, the water's not going to help. I got some clean. That's not going to help either.
Get you some type of allergy medicine, you'll be all right. If your body ain't sore and your throat ain't sore, then just it's some allergies. That's all me. You know, you out there in the country.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to try that. So, what's new, guys?
Man. What is it, new? I think yesterday we was going in on Miley Cyrus. I spent 10 minutes on her alone.
Yeah,
I didn't see the VMAs, but I heard about it.
That was like, I didn't see it either, but I keep seeing the post. I posted one today on Facebook because it was hilarious. It was like, guess what? And it was Miley's behind, and then the other was like a chicken butt. And guess what? Chicken butt. Oh my God, I literally cried. I had tears in my eyes when I saw that because it was that funny.
Look, Marlon Wayans was like, sick. On that same picture, Marlon Wayans said, why does this chicken have more ass than Miley? I said, oh my God.
It's like somebody bit a middle, a piece of, you know, like, okay, this person has a flat butt, but like something bit a part of her butt.
It's
out,
like open.
And,
you know how
when
you know how when a girl is too sexually active and she has that gap? That's how her ass is. It's something, she didn't go to the doctor. Something ain't right about that. Her bottom structure, something is just not right.
Something.
Yeah.
I thought that was just real tight and pushed the meat in the wrong place.
No, that's not.
I have no problem with Miley Cyrus twerking, but why she gotta stick her tongue out though? What's that about?
She was looking like, I'm shaking.
She looks real life slow with her tongue hanging upside her mouth with them two little knots on the top of her head.
Some things aren't twerkable songs, and she's not getting that.
She looks like she's looking good.
You
know what?
You ain't seen no twerk, no blur lines. Come on now.
Have you guys seen Marlon Wayans' new scary movie or whatever? It's like the little funny scary movie thing Marlon Wayans has. She looks like she belongs in that movie on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like a scary, goofy type of thing. Like, it just didn't look right with her.
How you talking about a haunted house?
I think that's what it is. And it has The girl from Smart Guy, the sister from Smart Guy?
Yeah, and Marlon Wayne's in it. Yeah, you talking about Hunter House?
Yeah, she
was
like,
begging
she
me
lost.
To watch that yesterday. They're like, you gotta watch it. It's a great movie.
It's too stupid. It's like, it's beyond hilarious to the point where it's just like, really? Your mind really got that far. This is pure stupidity. But hey, he made
a
bunch of money.
It's too funny. Like, that is
it's stupid,
it's like too funny.
Yeah,
it's
too
like,
funny
you don't
to the point
no
where it's
nothing. Different. You don't even have like a layout and story because it's just pure comedy, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But speaking of the VMAs, Ciara and Future look so good together.
Yes, they do.
I just thought they are like so cute. Except if Ciara just is a bomb.
Oh, I need to watch me some VMAs. I just missed everything.
Well, you see, I didn't watch them. However, I did, you know, catch up with everybody on every social site. Of course, you know, they post different pictures and all that. But that picture was really, really cute together. I really like that.
Yeah, they are a good little fit. I'm glad she's somebody like a grown man. She no longer has a little boy. No slugs Bow Wow, I'm just saying.
All right. Little Bow Wow.
Speaking of Bow Wow, your girlfriend, Angela Simmons. I mean, I like some people and all that, but this girl should be in, I follow her Instagram. She be in the gym like 24/8, but she don't look like it.
Ooh.
I don't get that. Like, what are you doing? Who are you training with? Because they're not good.
So does she just look like the same?
No, she looks the same. There's no toning to it. She doesn't look fat or anything like that. She, you know, she has a nice shape. But the thing is, as much as she works out, there's no tone, there's no cut, there's no nothing. You know, Sierra, when we
see
her different.
Yeah. Maybe
yeah, there was
like
some extreme
she's
definition.
She's working out, but she's still like eating all this unhealthy stuff. So she's just like working out to not get bigger.
Right.
No.
She's basically working
that's
out
all
what
I can
she's
come
eating.
Up with.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, that's a waste of time.
Good.
I think she has to get her appetite together.
Yeah, pretty much. But she, I mean, she has a pretty decent shape, yeah. But that don't make
yeah,
she working out that hard and not having any
yeah,
time
not
to
be.
I'll
yeah.
be discouraged.
And I think
I'm
going to
give me a trainer, y'all, so I can lose my baby belly.
You get it done. You get it. You're a girl, boom.
Because I'd be too lazy. I'd be doing, like, as long as I'm on my crunches. If I get a train, I'll be all right. A lot of miles is gone, but I weigh 153, and I used to weigh 131. I need to drop these pounds.
It's okay. I'm 144. That makes you feel good.
Huh?
And I'm not pregnant. I said I'm 144, and I'm not pregnant.
You're 124?
Or close to it. No, 144.
Oh, but you're tall.
Well, gross.
Yeah.
That just makes me sound even fatter than I'm shorting you and I weigh more.
It's a distribution of you being tall. See, the fact that you're tall is still distributing right.
Houston is not that much shorter than me. You're probably like 2 inches.
How tall are you?
5'8" and a half.
Oh, exactly, 2. Because I'm 5'6" and a half. Get your life. Oh, shit. Okay, look, so anyway.
I got to
link y'all up on Sheree and her Baby Daddy Fest episode. I don't know his name. And Chloe and Lamar. And then also these two little girls jumping on this little white girl. I got to fill y'all in. Got some juicy, juicy stuff today.
Oh. What is up on the little baby?
And the little girl was 3. And the two, it was, okay. I'll go ahead and run that one really quick. In Minneapolis, there was a 3-year-old white girl named Mackenzie Patterson. Her next-door neighbors, there was like 3 or 4 kids, and 2 of the little girls were like beating her up while the 12-year-old brother was videotaping it. The other girls were probably about 5, between 5 and 7, but it was 2 of them and a 3-year-old. So, you know, they were like grabbing her hands, and you know, when you make somebody hit, they tell you, like, stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself. They was doing that. And a lot of people got upset and were saying they were being racial or whatever, but they weren't being racial. They didn't say nothing racial, slurs, none of that. It was just the fact that they were picking on a little 3-year-old child and she happened to be white. But long story short, this video had 250,000 views. People were mad and upset. But the parents were able to work things out, and they was like, the dad, Sean Patterson was saying that the girl's dad, Eddie, had disciplined them well. You know, he's a good parent, and he knows that he took care of the situation. And I'm like, long story short, he beat that ass in front of them. That's all it was. The little girl probably laughed at them getting their ass whooped, and that was it. You know,
yeah,
you mess somebody
like
that.
That's
like,
thing. That's just kids being picking kids.
Being kids.
Because I did that to my brother all the time.
I joke with my baby like that. I mean, like, my baby, let me throw this in. I'm like, stop being yourself. But it's a joke. I'm not hitting them hard. But, you know, they were making a little girl cry. So we're like, that daddy beat
that
ass. Let the little girl watch. And that was all it was.
Oh, it's okay. Let's not, people.
Yeah.
I bless my son, too.
Y'all
don't be trying to call the authorities on me.
You said you were
doing
what?
I do the same thing to my son.
What, stop eating yourself?
Yep.
Me, too. It'd be so cute because people will be laying down. Yeah, people will be laying down. Stop eating yourself. It's cute. Whatever. As long as they ain't hitting himself whole hair. He hitting himself. I ain't hitting him.
Really, Sharice? I mean,
yes.
So before we go on our first music break, I want to make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Model Angela. And I let, you know, Houston go ahead and give y'all her name again. Houston_Rebri, give y'all her name again.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Houston_Rebri. That's R-E-R-E. My Facebook is Houston. Last name I Am. I've got about a little bit under 20 followers on Twitter, and I think what number we supposed to be at, Sunday Jay, 150 by the end of the month.
Yep,
yeah.
We'll do something about it. Watch.
We're gonna see how that works.
Watch to make it work.
He's gonna put you on one of the spam sites. He'll be getting all the Arabian followers.
I'm gonna show her. She'll have quality followers. Watch. Quality.
I want some real live followers. Spammer
talking about belly belt and body wrap.
Yeah, some of them always gonna follow you anyway. Cause it's like when they know you're trying to get followers, they just like you're just a magnet. They want to take their spammy behind to your page all of a sudden.
Yeah. And you know what? It's really getting up my nerves because that they still doing it. People are following you. And then after you follow them, they'll unfollow you. We still doing that. We've been around too long to be still doing that foolishness.
People do
they don't get away with that with me because I got my thing on Tristan. I got my stuff on tweet unfollow, and it does let me know. See, here's the thing. I'm going to let you know. Because there's some tea that be pissing me off. When people unfollow you, don't make an announcement about it. Just notice they unfollow you and unfollow their behinds back. It's people who flood your timeline talking about people that have unfollowed them. So what? You make them more
like
relevant. You just tweeted their name, so now you're making them more relevant again. They unfollowed you, so unfollow it. I go so unfollow you behind right back.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, some people are just stupid like that. Yeah, some people are like, I ain't studying that person. I ain't worried about the person. I ain't think about the person. But if you talk with the person all along, honey, you are studying that person. You are worried about that person. So please shut up because you are getting on my nerves about that person.
Right.
So funny.
All right. Well, what's on the menu for the first song of the day, Miss Angela? Madla Angela.
Madla Angela.
That's my scary voice.
It's really just crazy.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
The scary high fashion woman's voice is on the runway, and she looks like a monster, but she knows everything about the runway.
But our first song for tonight is Insidious World Music I-20.
Driving down Where my baby be at? Sexual healing, her body react. Lace the beat and mix the track. Kill the booth and giving her that. Checking out my grind. Sex be on my mind. Going hard, that's real talk. Take charge, she so soft. Hypnotized with them thick thighs and them brown eyes. I'm so lost. Fireworks when I lift cross. Best part of my DIY. 85 in my G-Ride. Damn right, that girl mine. Quit the job about 4 a.m. She don't mind if I take a swim. Down low, never above the rim. Got me feeling like a big old pimp. Fine, I'm peaking the time. I'm going deeper and feeling your spine. Kinda like dinner, we sipping that wine. So out of space, huffing that pine. Yeah. Baby got my mind gone. Keep on calling my cell phone. She don't know that I'm coming home. Feeling her lately. And I know she be waiting. And I'm here for the taking, baby. Ain't no hesitation.
Okay. Mm-mm. I don't want the snake.
The word, man. I'm saved. I'm be good.
Oh, that was funny. Okay, now let's hear about this Ayana story.
Ayana
fixed
my life.
This should be.
So, okay, so this is what happened. In real life, sure, it was a good thing. And, you know, she's seen her, ex-husband met him somewhere. You know, she probably looked at her ass. Oh, I'm so cute. Let me be with him. You know, make some babies, get some money. You know, let me just get a come up real quick. But they got together, whatever. And they ended up having a baby. They already knew they didn't like each other. They wasn't working out right. But they went on and had a second baby and got married. So they, like to this day, they don't like each other. They're in the same room. They start arguing immediately. And so he was telling Ayala, that Sheree is all about herself and him and their kids are her accessory. He told her, fucking accessory. I'm the goddamn handbag. Your kids and your jewelry and your earrings. I go, oh, damn. He told me, you always are about yourself. Yeah, he told Ayala, he was like, you know, he could have, you know, made himself love her, you know, actually start to like her had she been, you know, played her position, did her part right. She'll show up at his games late and stuff, and he wanted, you know, her to be his cheerleader, you know, to be there for him at all times or whatever. But he was like, all she was worried about really is her stuff and her money. And, you know, Sheree, of course, that's not true, and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, Ayala going to tell you the truth about yourself. Ayala told her, look, you didn't get this big old house, what is it called, Chateau Sheree, for your kids. You did that for yourself. When you be honest with yourself, then you will feel a lot better about your situation, and y'all probably could have moved forward. But, so I don't want to go to sleep. She still has that big old house now. Tell me this, Angela, or Saturday if you watch it. How long ago was Sheree on Atlanta Housewives building that house? Wasn't it like a year?
A long time ago. Yeah, at least
a year. Probably a couple of years, 2 years, huh?
Yeah, because it's been a minute, because she wasn't on the last season of Housewives, was she?
She wasn't on the last couple of seasons, I think, the last two or three.
So it's been at least like 2 years, at least. And then
no, you know what? It's been at least, let's see, it's been since 2011.
Yeah, that's
true. So tell me why, you know, it takes 3 months to build a house. Why is your house still in the same position? It's still got, like, you know, the paper type of thing that they put up on the walls before they actually start building. She has that. Baby, what is taking so long to get your house completed? What is that about? I can build your kids. And he said, that man got money. She keeps saying he broke. He don't want to pay. He said the reason why he didn't want to pay her child support is because she didn't need the money. She got a bunch of money. She's all right. But he ended up having to pay. She's trying to live above her means or whatever, so she's trying to get the child support. But he was like, no, you don't need all that to live. My kids can live regular like that. If they want to live rich, then come over here with me. But she ended up getting $75,000 in child support. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, I think that's just over the time. See, I think he's been gone for like 6 years. So I think that's over that amount of time. And he probably going like to monthly now. But when he was like, you know, a lot of women need to understand if you're not with your baby daddy, husband, whatever, anymore. When your child becomes a certain age, I think once your child is about 10, the daddy should not have to call you to talk to the child. He should have to call directly and speak to the child. Now to make plans until he's about 17, 18, then yeah, they need them plans to go through you. But when that child is big enough to get in the corner and go to her, baby, you never got to talk to the daddy again in life unless it's a graduation or something. Like, get real. You know, tell them, like, I can't call my kids. I ain't dealing with my kids in a long time because of you. I have to call and make plans for you. This man's daughter is like 15. Like, come on now.
A lot of times, I think women like have those type of angry relationships towards their children's fathers. is because either they still want to be with that person or, like, they secretly have a regret and they kind of blame themselves for how things actually turned out. Because you can tell me not one woman, you know, actually want a family.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's, like, a whole thing. It's like, every once again, you start thinking about that family that you're missing and you just immediately flip out without even thinking about it. Like, I've seen that a lot on these, like, little reality shows. A lot of these women will go off on their child's father real quick and then be like, I don't want to be with him. It's over between us, but it's really not. Like, and once you come to, you know, the actuality of the situation that y'all not going to be together and you only want him just, you know, for the comfort and security that you're already comfortable with this person, you're going to forever be upset at that person forever. You just got to let it go.
Like with Tracy Steele, like they were saying in the reunion, like she, why do you get so
still ghosting that man?
They still what?
I'm over here lusting. I'm over here lusting at some pictures right now. I got to excuse me. I'm lusting over here at Tracy Steele. All over here lusting at Tracy Steele. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Lord have mercy.
DJ Drew.
But yeah, I think they, I think she still wants to be with him, but the fact that she knows he's going to fully, she's like, no.
Yeah. She's one of those women who want a family, but no, it's going to be the same outcome every time she gets back with him because. He is not ready to change. You can tell he's not ready to change. She wants to change him. That's not possible. If you can't change a man, the man has to want to change.
Sometimes that only works. 7 years position, you still got to feel like, baby, there's some deep things in it.
Yeah, but as far as Sheree, I think she's pretty much full of it and she's in denial. And I'm with Ayana. Once you become, you know, once you're honest with yourself, you'll see a whole lot of stuff differently because Sheree was always about Sheree. I didn't even know she had kids for a while.
Yeah.
And if all you had to do was show up to a damn game on time, really? You couldn't do that?
Okay. Just show up.
See, the white people never get the opportunity. What's that man's name? If you're listening, call me. I have an alarm clock on my phone. I will make sure I'm there on time. Whatever you want to eat, I'll order it, put it on a nice plate for you. All of that.
Richard, did you hear that?
Man.
Did you hear me? I'm sorry, Richard, did you hear that?
Now, I got some exclusive news for y'all, too, man. Got some exclusive
news.
All right. It's about love and hip hop ATL. Y'all ready for this? Dun, dun, dun. I get, first off, there's some news that Lil Scrappy is getting fired from Love & Hip Hop ATL. He's getting fired and getting replaced by someone else.
Who's he getting replaced by?
Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka and his fiance.
Who is his fiance?
Her name Tammy, but
no.
I just know her name is Tammy, and she look good. That's all I know.
Angela,
replace
him with Waka Flocka with Future and Sierra because those are real celebrities. You know, those people on reality shows aren't real celebrities; they're just in their life trying to make
it.
Sierra could be out on that TV like that.
You know who? I like Love & Hip Hop New York. It was way better when Chrissy was on there the first two seasons.
Yep.
And I don't care what nobody say. Chrissy ain't no bully, and I will ride for Chrissy. Okay,
I know her.
Her.
I
know
her.
Like
my
people
about
in
Chrissy.
The world. But she is for real about Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy.
I like her. Cause like for real, you're a real friend. You gonna knock somebody out for me?
Yeah,
and, you know,
she was a real friend. She was a real down to earth woman to her man. You know what? People who don't like her are the fake friends, bullshit bitches, excuse my language. and all that other stuff. That's why y'all can't relate. Y'all think she just being
yeah,
messy.
She's
not being messy. She's just a
through.
Friend. Because if you was sitting at a party with me, and I'm supposed to be happy because I just finally got over a man, and you going to tell me that you was one of them. Jesus was sleeping with him and expect not to get popped in your head. You a lie.
Right. Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, like that room to the road, you know? Come on, man.
Yeah. But that was completely off topic, but I really do love that show. But what happened with Yandy's fiance? Did he go back to jail?
I think he's in jail. I think he's in jail for a drug charge because he went to jail behind that whole allegation of his baby mama lying, saying that he had some type of sexual relations with her daughter. And we find out, they found out that that was not true. But then he ended up getting picked up again. Yeah. He ended up getting picked up again on drug charges. And Yandy posted a lot of pictures of her and her kids, with her son and her stepson or whatever, but she never posted pictures of him.
Well, maybe she
and
not posted them because another season about to come out and they don't want us to know yet. You know, they do that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of relationships,
for real, they do that. They
like,
say,
check this out.
They post such and such.
Check this out. I like to damn be halfway, like 25%, but now it's like, girl, you can drop down to 10%. How are you gonna be on benzene in his level in hot tub, and now you supposed to be Scrappy's girlfriend? All y'all doing is making Erica look better than all y'all, including Sherry. Come on now, y'all just making Erica look like the shit with the stupid shit y'all doing.
What, Yandy's supposed to be Scrappy's girlfriend?
Bambi and Scrappy go together, and Erica and her friend, Erica and her best friend are together in a relationship.
Whoa. Run that back with Scrappy. Oh, yeah.
If you go on Instagram, if you go on Instagram and follow the real Scrappy or whatever, him and Bambi are dating. If you go
okay,
on
that's
Erica
why I
Dixon,
remember seeing. I did remember
Erica
seeing
Dixon
before.
And her best friend are dating. But it's like Scrappy, okay, you downgraded, boop, whatever. You're going to date a female.
Erica's
that was,
little boyfriend is ugly, too.
No, he looks gay. He's not ugly, he just looks
he
gay.
He does. He's like really, really skinny, and that's just not cute.
No, he's got a wreck. No, he got in a wreck. That's why he's skinny. Because at first he'd be real tall and sexy, girl. He was like the dude from Tyler Perry's show with the props on his shit.
Yeah.
He's refined like that, but then he got in a wreck and his leg damn near got ripped off. So he's been in recovery and he lost a lot of weight.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, both, she did good with that one. He just looks gay sometimes because he's skinnier now. But, little Scrappy, like, really, you going to get a female that's been passed around? Like, you supposed to went up to some level. Come on now. You just making Erica. Really, if I was Erica, you'd be making my head big. Like, I'd be considering this motherfucker, you know, looking at your girl. You know.
Bambi's talking to anybody trying to get on, okay?
No, hold on. Wait. Let's go make sure I'm about to make sure I put my chart together. Okay, so Bambi, we're talking about Bambi from basketball-wise, right?
Yeah.
Bambi's not ugly. I mean, she's not ugly, but I just think, personally, that he downgraded from... And somebody talked about this on Facebook yesterday about is loyalty not enough anymore? That, you know, people just worry about sex and looks. It's like loyalty is not even about anything anymore. And
yeah.
I think personally, I think this chickie keeps continuing riding and dying for you, and she ain't ugly. And I would, you know, my thing is this. If you want to be in a quote unquote relationship, you should stay with her. But if you don't want to be in a relationship, then don't talk to him, then just talk to people. That's what people keep getting so screwed up. It just cracks me up. Why, if you want to just talk to people, just talk to them. If somebody call you a hoe because you talk to multiple people, F them. At least you're not in a relationship walking around talking to multiple people. Keep it real, and then people will show. And then as you tell these women that and you let them know the real deal, some of them might still talk to you because at least you're not disrespecting about being in a relationship. And say
exactly.
That you want to talk to them and talk to that person because everybody want to have their cake and eat it too, and it's not, it's not how it goes. Come on now.
Yeah. That's only fair that you let me choose if I want to be number 2 to 3, 17 or not.
I'm not saying that Bambi's ugly or whatever, you know.
It's not, but
she ain't put the work in
right
to be, you know, for him, like,
No.
Then
he
gonna talk to somebody
besides her.
We're
I don't give a damn about her not being loyal, not putting in work. I can care less about Scrappy and him going to jail. That's not my problem. I got my own damn problems. My thing is, she was in a hot tub and somebody else slept on national TV just a few weeks before you got with her. Like,
and then you got
don't you
want
to go to jail like that? But you never had? Come on now.
Well, they say you can't turn a
home
into a housewife. That's what they say. I'm
okay.
Know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what they say, but I don't really know.
But my thing is, he going to talk to somebody, I mean, was Bucky necessarily a bad, was she necessarily bad? She made a poor decision of continuing to talk to this dude, even though she know he
no,
in a relationship and he got a fiance.
No,
Bucky
lost when she was on Fatal Flavor, all up in his mouth kissing
right?
her. She's been out of there. There's no recovery from being on Flavor of Love. You see, what's her name, sitting over there, married to Shaq now. She ends up getting lucky, but hell, she trashed too for being all up in that nigga's face kissing on him. Who the hell is fucking with Flavor?
Oh,
come on now.
Yeah, who's wrong for that? And her and Shaq look real stupid together. They remind me like Shrek and something.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. That's Beauty and the Beast.
He's so tiny, it's like he can pick up in the palm of his hand and like put it in his pocket or something.
That's Beauty and the Beast.
Polly Pocket.
Yeah,
Polly Pocket.
And they go get in that little bitty ass Jewish lacrosse and drive across town.
Mm-hmm.
But he just doing that money
it,
for. You talk about
look,
spacious
mama.
Sex. You got to bust out the roof of this toy. It's not spacious.
Some of them come big, didn't it? Nah. And then Scrappy Mama so gun-ho all for Shay. If you want to say that damn much, why don't you go date her? Shit, you look like you gay anyway. Go and be with her. Somebody want to hear it every 2 seconds about you riding it down with Shay. Come on, man.
And that's my thing with Mama Nick. She always talk about Erica not loyal to Scrappy, Erica this, Erica that. Clearly, you see Shay is not a loyal female because she's just going to whoever she thinks is on who can possibly take care of her. Baby, you
yeah.
just have a slave house trying to get with him clearly for money
mm-hmm.
and a position or to get faith and be known. Like, you got with that nigga on that show just to get
mm-hmm.
it on because clearly you don't care. So that is what I feel like. Scrappy was her comeback. Like, she used Scrappy to kind of get back on the thing because we pretty much forgot about you. But
mm-hmm.
he used Scrappy for that. And Mama D just praising her with her fool clown ass. With
yes,
that black
that is
Cinderella
true.
Gown foolishness that she got out of some kiss the other store.
Okay.
She's a hot mess.
She's
I don't
a
know.
Hot mess.
And her royal features, she's going to have to chill.
She is
that
a hot mess.
Make no sense.
But then having a pimp in your husband is a preacher.
And he was pimping her to buy the Bible and stuff for the church before he got saved.
Yeah, but she said
y'all
she was
just, a pimp. You got to get the material somehow. Well, maybe she pimped him, and then he turned his life to the Lord.
No, I think she's lying. She was probably one of the bottom bitches that was getting pimped. And she thinks because she was probably talking to him about his other bitches that she was a pimp, too. No, but she was one of the hoes. She was just a type hoe.
Oh, seems like
she probably was just like, you know,
ho.
The bottom bitch said one of the
that's what it was. He probably used to call her queen ho, so now she really thinks she royal, y'all. I
don't
think
she's some real meditation, though, right?
She looks like.
No, she really does take meditation because
yeah,
she's answering
like
a serious face. Did you take your medicine today? Like, for real? That was the first episode, like the first, series, Erica asked me, has she taken her medicine for the day? And if somebody else asked us, I thought this bitch on some real medication.
Oh, man, I gotta look that up and see what's wrong with her.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? Google it. I'm letting y'all
know
on the next show then. So tune in next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. I will let you know what Scrappy's mother is diagnosed with and what medication she's
<That's funny.
laughs> For real. Oh,
she be holding on the tea, y'all. Y'all see how she be doing this, right?
That's fun.
I know you won't. I'm just, oh, my God. Miley Cyrus, but it disturbs
this
me. I can't see that. Like I talked about earlier,
I
can't
listen
to that song the same way anymore because I'm thinking about Miley Cyrus.
I didn't know that was her butt. I thought that was just some kind of deformed. You know how people be posting pictures on Instagram and they just had the picture of her butt only and they didn't have any capture or anything. So I'm thinking, like, I'm looking like, what is this? What the hell is going on? Like, whose butt is this? What, you know, I'm just thinking all kinds of stuff. And then I could see the scroll and see different stuff. And when Marlon Wayans posted it, I was like, really? This is what her butt looks like? You ain't getting none. You can't make me leave somebody laying down sitting with you with your ass looking like that. You got to be paying.
Yeah, I think it's the shorts. They made her look unproportional.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show, it goes back to the point of when y'all get clothes, even the skinny people, you got to wear stuff
mm-hmm.
that fits your body, that fits the curve of your body. But the way them shorts is looking, I mean, it looks like somebody is literally ripping her in half. Like, it's crazy. What the heck is going on?
Like, wow. I really don't know how she wore them licorice shorts, but too small, because it's like one time I had on some blue jeans stretch shorts, and they were too tight. That was the longest 2 hours of my life, okay? Like, it was completely uncomfortable the entire time. All I could think about was how I was going to get out of them.
That don't even look sexy at all. That's, like, I'm just thinking, like, who told it looked sexy, man? Like,
clearly it wasn't her daddy.
Who is your stylist? Because that's a hot mess, you know? You know what I'm saying?
She got no style. I think she just go outside and she just let some random person who called himself a fashion designer on Twitter and say, hey, do my clothes real quick.
This goes to show that children should not watch Disney Channel. Have y'all realized that every damn girl come off Disney Channel on some psycho shit?
Yeah.
Ooh, think about all these.
All right, so before I agree to it, let me think it all the way through. I gotta think it through.
Not necessarily the Disney Channel, like Lindsay Lohan.
Well, you
she
know,
was
what's her name? Selena Gomez. She doing all right. I like her.
Hillary
yeah,
Duff.
Said, not
you
really
ain't never
Disney
heard
Channel,
about Hillary
but...
Duff.
What happened to Hillary? You know what? See, when they get off the Disney Channel and they don't go berserk. Then you forget about her. I forget all about Hillary Duff. I used to love
Hillary Duff, yeah.
The Wire show.
Mhm. I used to watch that.
Her talking to little animated sketches and stuff.
Mhm.
I know she's been doing some stuff. She was on Gossip Girl for a while.
Okay.
She was on Gossip Girl. You're right.
Y'all gotta get the IMDb. Hillary Duff.
What's her name? Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
Lizzie McGuire was her show name. I used to go
and of course, you remember she was on Cheaper by the Dozen 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, she was on that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw Airplane, like, 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry, it's not Plane.
See, it makes you kind of feel like you don't want your child to grow up as an industry star because they'll end up with an effed up future. So then I'll wait till that child get older. Let him live a hard life first.
Yeah, buddy. That's funny.
Okay, for my listeners, if anybody knows how I can turn my child into a Gerber baby because he's just too damn cute, please call in and let me know. But for real, we need real information on the board. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it's about that time. It's about that time for another you-know-what.
We're about to go into our second song for the night, which will be Erykah Badu, Next Lifetime.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I got to do, you know. Get closer to you.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you even... Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
Should put me in an awkward situation.
Now, what am I supposed to do when I want you in the world?
Won't you?
Now what am I supposed to do when I want you in my world?
Really?
Jay, where he was
saying,
y'all. I can't sing. After you American Idol, you're going to say, you know what? I should have never doubted him.
You know what? Going on American Idol to audition, knowing I can't sing was on my bucket list until I realized how long that line be. That line is too long to be playing, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to try something else. Like, some little regular contest
in town or something,
but I'm gonna go on there. I'm gonna sing my heart out and
get turned around with pride, okay? Oh wow. Okay. Have
fun. Oh wow. Do we have any callers who wanna speak to these beautiful women
tonight?
Yeah, we got a caller from Funky Town.
Hi y'all.
You look so goofy. You know that? What's the call from, though?
All right, so we got my girl Goldie in the building, which, you know, this is the person who'll be hosting the show, the brand new show coming to Dust 5 Radio. Well, it ain't a brand new show. It's a show that was already hot, but she's bringing her way over this way. And so that. She called in to show y'all some love, so bam, there you go.
Oh, hey.
Hey, girl.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. Y'all show is so good, yo. Like, y'all
ooh,
funny.
Thank you.
Thank you much for supporting.
And
when
is
your show come on?
My neighbors. Huh?
When is your show come on?
It comes on at midnight, Tuesdays and Thursdays, for this week, just for the special. And then it comes on Thursdays every week afterward.
Okay. Yeah, make sure y'all do it to her show, too.
So what, did you hear what we've been talking about in the comments, any questions, any new information?
Now, we already know Miley Cyrus and her little boy's head looking booty. It's not going to work.
She was twerking like she got ass for days. Like, hey, what? Look at me.
You know what happens?
She was
like,
out of line.
You know how you look like in school, everybody had that one roommate that was like so excited to learn a new dance. And they do that dance to every song that came on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times to their friend. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, twerk. No. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's not. She's probably twerking to her daddy's old country music right now.
She's twerking to never would have made it, but never would have made it. Never would have made it without you.
Oh, no. I ain't a part of that one. No. She tried it, though.
Like, that would probably be like the funniest thing ever. To be her twerker never would have made it.
Right.
She twerked everything else it seemed like.
I'm going to look and see what, you know what, I'm going to Google. Miley Cyrus twerking. Let's see if she's twerking on anything else. Just the next one she got going on. I'm going to let y'all know next Tuesday. I'm going to have a link, the website. I'm going to have all that for y'all.
I guess you can spend this time. You know, what else you got to share with us, Goldie? I know you got some other insight. No, I know you're trying to share a little bit for the trip. I know you got some insight that you want to share with us too.
As in what?
I know you got a lot to say. Just watching the Video Music Awards alone, I know you have a lot to say.
Oh, you already know I have a list, especially Robin Thicke and his Beetlejuice suit. the off-brand Great Value Twerk team that was performing with Miley Cyrus. Let's see, Kanye.
Not Great Value, though. Not Great Value.
Just Kanye's best song. Then that whole award show. I think they were coming for the BET Awards, and they kind of missed the bus. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because everybody wants to have that amazing award show that everybody's talking about afterwards, which, you know, we're pretty much talking about it. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be talking about Chloe and Lamar. What's new with Chloe and Lamar Houston?
So, Chloe and Lamar, Jennifer Richardson, I believe that's her name, she is one of the women that Lamar was cheating with. Supposedly, there's two of them. And it's a back and forth about what the actual truth is. You know, there's three sides to every story. Lamar's side is that Chloe, you know, is having some fertility problems and he wants a baby. She can't give it to him, so he's been begging his mistresses to give him a baby. Chloe's side is Lamar's. But look, no, here's a gotcha. Chloe's side is that Lamar is addicted to cocaine and she's not having a baby with him and he gets off drugs. And so the truth, we won't know unless we're in the divorce court with them. But supposedly they're not getting a divorce. However, they are split up. Jennifer Richardson was saying, she wrote a letter to Chloe, and she was saying how she apologized. You know, she wasn't trying to mean any harm, but how the hell you're not trying to mean him and you're sleeping with my husband. But anyway.
Right.
She was saying that Lamar, he begged her, you know, to have his child. And she, on several occasions, she actually thought that she was pregnant. She said that there's been times where Chloe has had her poor and her mom and them had people following her. She says that, I quote, she's constantly looking for Lamar and trying to find out where he is, calling him, calling his assistant. Lamar would just ignore her calls. She claims that Chloe would call the Staples Center where Lamar plays for Los Angeles Clippers to get details on his schedule and to even use the iPhone GPS to track where he is. So Lamar has switched over to the BlackBerry. Jennifer Richardson is just saying the most about everything that, you know, she had the fertility problem, so he was begging her. They still, both of them were in love with each other. Although she was on appeal, there were still plenty of times where they both really thought that she was pregnant. So it's like, dude, you was repeatedly almost getting her pregnant, and you're my husband. We don't need nobody serving you. I'm gonna hurt you my damn self.
That's not cool.
Not at all.
Oh my god, I thought Lamar might have been all right, but you know.
They seem so happy.
You know, they say, you know, men want that submissive woman. Chloe is that submissive woman who's kind of like a yes woman too. And Lamar probably got a whole lot of yeses, and she probably just got yeses from Lamar, and this is what it has turned into. Y'all better stop that getting mad in 30 days and such.
Okay.
I need at least 60. Remember your favorite color.
Okay, they were saying that Chris wanted to, that she didn't want them to get a divorce because, you know, Kim had her with Nancy divorce, and she don't want all her girls going for that. They better get like Courtney and just make them babies and stop getting married.
I'm not even about to play. But unfortunately, we did end on a great note of juicy gossip, as we promised. But it is time for the end of Glitch and Glamour, which you make sure you tune in next Tuesday and each and every Tuesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time with your host, Mono Angela, and Houston_Riri. And alongside
City Jane,
always here as well. Anybody got
last
word?
My last word is,
I'm not about to
go to City.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Thanks for tuning in.
All righty.
Bye.